after Iman. For the people of Iman, there is one objective destination. And upon that destination, or reaching that destination, there will be success. Whether it's the dunya or the akhirah, the hereafter, on reaching that destination or reaching that objective, there will be success. And that is what we need to attain. And what is that? Allah's and the Prophet of Allah's sallallahu alaihi wasallam, their love. The love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the Quran, in many places, Allah Ta'ala has stated, announced, that there's only one route to success. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. The straight path, the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for us to attain this. Now, where we see the relationship and the connection and love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no lacking of lovers in the whole world. There are examples and branches and illustrations of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because Allah Ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the Prophet for the whole universe. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْآلَمِينَ. If we see how many galaxies there are, solar systems there are, worlds there are, we don't even know, untold. And then makhluq, creation, so many hidden, apparent. If we look around us, if we investigate, analyze, basharatul ard, there's nothing where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where his prophethood doesn't reach. There's no boundary, there's no upper limit. And alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, all of the creation universe, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْآلَمِينَ. They all have a link, a connection with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they have love, they have ishq. So there's nothing lacking, there's no shortage of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Madina al-Munawwara, Masjid al-Nabawi. The early days. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to Medina, and after that, first and foremost, what happened was the construction of the Masjid al-Nabawi. And how was this constructed? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on his camel, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's camel reached to that point, it sat down. To that location, it sat down, and that place was the Mimbre Rasul. It became the Mimbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the pulpit, the seat. Then the camel wandered around, and it made the boundary. It walked around the boundary, the outer boundary wall of Masjid al-Nabawi, and then the masjid was constructed. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that here a house should be made, and the roof of that house should be constructed from the branches and leaves of the date palm. It was such a roof. Rather, in the hadith, it is stated that the blessed noble Sahaba radiallahu anhum said that when it would rain, then when we did sajda, then on our foreheads, due to the mixture of rain and dust, the mark would come on our foreheads. Subhanallah. So slowly the masjid, it changed. And as it changed, now we see the form of the masjid we have in front of us today. And the people who saw the masjid before in the 60s, 1965, in the 70s. And then if there's a few years difference, a person goes, Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq to go, then quite a few changes are visible. So in the same way, early days, Masjid al-Nabawi, and there was a change that was made in the mosque, in the Prophet's mosque, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was the day of Friday, Jum'ah, and the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to the masjid and was going to give the khutbah, the sermon. And today, the style of the khutbah is different to the style that day was different to the days before. And what was the change? That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a minbar had been constructed for him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that was the first day that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to give the khutbah, the sermon, on that minbar, on the new seating position. And Rasulullah made his way to the new minbar, and the Sahaba ikram were all present there, and they could see that Rasulullah was going to a new minbar to stand there to give the sermon in a different location. And then what happened? The Rasulullah hadn't started the khutbah, and he heard somebody was crying. Somebody's crying. And it was a slow, slow, low voice, low volume, but it slowly, slowly increased. And there was pain in that crying. There was a deep pain in that crying. And such a crying, shrieking, crying, screaming, calling out, lamenting. All the Sahaba, the blessed, the noble companions were surprised, shocked. Rasulullah ﷺ was silent. And they were thinking that from where is this person crying, lonely, crying out, sobbing? And it is stated that it was such a crying that to the heavens the noise of this crying was reached. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi has narrated this event. So nobody could understand who's crying, who's sobbing, who's crying loudly, who's shrieking. And everyone was surprised and shocked. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam descended from his pulpit, from his minbar, and there was a date palm to the side, wood trunk, and the branch was dry. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to that branch, to that trunk, the tree, and embraced it. And soon as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam embraced that tree, then the crying ceased. You know, just like a child, when he grabs the child after so long he's crying, and then he's trying to stop crying, and you know, the hiccups, etc. So Rasulullah ﷺ stroked that tree, put his hand on the tree, consoled it, comforted it. This is not a story, this is reality. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. There's no lacking of the lovers and of the people who love and have muhabbat for Rasulullah ﷺ. So the Sahaba Ikram are watching, they're amazed, shocked. What is happening today? Who is this? Do we know? We know this that this is a tree, and the branch is there, and it's a date palm. And its job, what was its job before today? The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to stand and lean against that tree and give the khutbah and have the support of that tree during the khutbah. And today, due to the new minbar, that tree was such a lover, had so much connection with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it was crying due to its loneliness. It had felt detached from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, praise be to Allah. Think, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comforted it, embraced it, and made it go quiet, silently, slowly. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back to the minbar and said, "Oh my companions, if today I did not go to that dry tree trunk and not embrace it and console it, then until the Qiyamah it would have continued to cry like this. The same screaming and sobbing and shrieking would have continued till Qiyamah." Imagine a dry trunk, tree, branches, and look at its status. For us, we'd say it's nothing, useless, a waste. But the link, great. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Imagine love, connection. Rasulullah is not dependent on this. Rasulullah is not in need of this. We are in need of this. It's our benefit. And we are being given the path. Because brothers, the person who will succeed in both worlds will be due to the love of Rasulullah. Remember this. The success, any worship, any day, any moment, any Ramadan, any Hajj trip, any Umrah trip, all of these base foundation spiritually connected to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of these actions and instances. So this is a unique event, isn't it, that we've just discussed, that a tree trunk, a wooden tree trunk, and Imam Muhammad Suhail rahmatullahi said that, think here, that a tree trunk has so extreme love and passion and connection with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what about those who have iman in their heart? To imagine their love. Imagine, for whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the world, who had a special link with the ummatis. What should their love be? What should their muhabbat be? What should their connection be, and passion be, and desire be? And a tree trunk, wooden, it showed, it demonstrated its love. It demonstrated physically its love. It became apparent. From the hidden, it became apparent. So the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw this and when he heard, was this a little thing that he consoled that tree trunk and embraced it and caressed it and loved it? So today, if a ummati loves Rasulullah, then will he not attain the same love and consoling? So why are we lost? I don't say that I say that you don't have love or I don't have love. Yes, but there are a lot of claims to love today. There are a lot of limits to love. Actions, speech, talk. But love, my friends, is that is called the beloved love, the deep love. The mahbub, where the person you're loving, he says there's love. Where the person you're loving accepts the love. If Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not accept the love of the tree, then why would he embrace it? Why would he console it? So what we realize is that today, what we call love, it is, to me, it seems, why don't we have love? Why don't we have that connection? Why don't we have that deepness of love? What we learn is that the love we claim to have within the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it doesn't seem accepted. That's why we're lonely. That's why we're in the situation we are in. Listen. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah didn't keep anything hidden from his Nabi. Allah Ta'ala demonstrated the connection of his love, and we were given the tariqah, the method of how to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So why? So that we can not create our own paths of love and not get deviated in other paths and not go off track. And everyone shouldn't say, oh, this is my love, this is the way of my love. There's one love and one path of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Remember that. If we say, anyone says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced clearly, demonstrated clearly, defined clearly, that this is the love that I will accept. What is that love? And how should we demonstrate our love? How do we practice it? We need to hear it. I need to hear it, so we can learn that what ashiqs are we? That have I really got that love that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam prefers? Or do I have something out of my own book definition? What's our basis today? What is the standard? The standard, the criteria that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam laid down for his love, do we follow that criteria? Are we on that foundation, on that basis? Then we have to think. We have to ask ourselves, what is the foundation? What is the criteria? Man ahabba sunnati. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is Mishqat hadith. Man ahabba sunnati, fa man ahabbani. Man ahabba sunnati, ahabbani. Whoever has loved my sunnah has loved me. Total straight path, nothing doubtful, contaminated. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. This is the path we ask in salah. Man ahabba sunnati, ahabbani. Whoever loves my sunnah, my way, ahabbani, he has loved me. Clear statement. And then further, subhanallah. Wa man ahabbani, and he who loves me, who keeps love with me, what is the reward? Then you will have seen the wooden tree. Rasulullah says that, wa man ahabbani kana ma'iya fil jannati. He will be with me in paradise. In paradise. One wooden tree trunk showed its love. It became apparent. What did his maqam become? That wooden tree trunk? It was just wood, dry wood. We think it's lifeless. Until today, it is there when people go to Masjid al-Nabwi. And the people who present themselves in the Masjid of Allah, of Rasulullah SAW, they say, where is the Satuni Hanan? Hanan? Where is the pillar Hanan? This is the Satuni Hanana. The Ustawani Hanana. This is that same place where that tree trunk cried out for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And every Muslim goes there and prays 2 rak'ah nafil, voluntary prayer, and presents his ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that same spot. And this is the result of the love of the tree trunk that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted. So first is that the wooden tree trunk got a reward. As long as the world exists, then it is there and it is established in Masjid al-Nabwi. And the reward for that tree trunk, then the promise is that whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. So that tree trunk will have that maqam, will have that station. It will be in paradise. It's very possible. And the Mufassirin, the commentators said that the wooden tree trunk will go into paradise because it made apparent its love. So it will stay in that level. Special. Those palaces of Rasulullah, it will become the beauty of that. It will be a tree there. And with the same trunk and the branches, it will continue to see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what life are we passing, my friends? What life are we passing? What is the objective of our life? What is my destination? What is my vision? What is my plan? I've made my own criteria of success in life. I've made my own basis and understanding of what is success in life. And I'm running after that. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever loves my sunnah loves me. And he who loves me will be with me in paradise. It cannot be a person who says he loves me, said Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he doesn't follow my sunnah. Impossible. It's lazim. Compulsory. A must. Totally compulsory. 100%. that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has to be demonstrated through the sunnah. Every part of our life, second of life, has to be in conformity with the sunnah. If I know that my destination is the success, is the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I know that I'm going to inshallah be going to Jannah, Allah ta'ala said in Quran, فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. I'm not saying this, said Allah. Allah says, you, oh my Nabi, you, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Beautiful style. Allah ta'ala is saying in the Quran, that if Rasulullah is saying from his blessed statement, this hadith, I said, مَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي. Subhanallah. So then Allah in the Quran, same thing, Allah ta'ala is revealed, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. That, oh my Nabi, oh my Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you yourself with your blessed statement, tell the people that he who follows me, then he will become the beloved of Allah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, then Allah ta'ala will love the people. First Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have to imitate and follow, then Allah will love us. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. This is what we have to do if we want to attain Allah's love. So there are many other alternatives possibly, but despite this, all the other routes and paths in which you don't see, we don't see the sunnah, they have no link with the sunnah, and we call those the paths of love, the paths, the objectives, or the path to paradise, or they are called the definitions of love of Rasulullah. So whatever we define as the path to Allah's love, or to the love of Rasulullah, or to the nearness of Rasulullah, and we don't find the sunnah in this, then this is deception. Ramadan is near. We need to open eyes, me and you. Let's analyze our lives, to which extreme we are. We are discarding the way of life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which sunnahs are we discarding, rejecting, neglecting? Look at the standard of obedience and imitation that Rasulullah sallam gave to us. Not, I can do what I want, I can do like this, this is fine. No, I cry a lot, I've got a soft heart. It's all about the heart. I see Madinatul Munawwara in my dreams and I'm pious. Put everything to one side. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way of life and his love is on the other side. That's it. That's it. If I can't see dreams, visions, Madinatul Manawwara, spiritual feelings, and I don't cry on naats, on nasheeds, and I don't have a feeling in my heart, emotions, doesn't matter. But if I am steadfast on the sunnah, if my life is like this, then inshallah, maqbool, accepted life, your ibadah accepted, worship accepted, Quran accepted, everything will be accepted. And there's no need to feel inside the extreme spirituality jazb, or you know, hallucinations, etc. No, if we have the connection with Rasulullah, because the Quran has told us this, and Rasulullah has told us, inshallah, the promise that Allah's Nabi has said, inshallah, he will be with me in paradise. So for this, we need to be prepared. We need to prepare our brains, our minds, our bodies, and take the deception out. No, where's it written? Where's the proof? I don't have to do this. This is wrong. The base of success is what Allah Ta'ala has told us, and what Rasulullah has told us, that to come to me, Allah says, that you can only get to Allah's nearness through the sunnah of Rasulullah. All other paths are lies and fraud and paths of the nafs. No other path can make us get to Allah Ta'ala's love and the love of Rasulullah. And if any path tells me that I'm against the sunnah, and I'll take you close to Allah. Remember this clearly. If there's any guide who takes you away from the sunnah and says, you don't need to follow sunnah, I'll take you to Allah, I'll get you close to Allah, then he is the biggest shaitan and liar. Remember this. There's no other way to Allah's love, and nobody can claim this unless it's in conformity with the Quran and the Sunnah. The guide is he, the sheikh is he, the peer is he, the leader is he, who shows the path in accordance with the Sunnah. Not one hair's breadth left or right from the Sunnah. Look at the Tabi'een, Taba Tabi'een, pious predecessors, Walis, Sheikh, Awliyaullah. This was their path via the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Afthani rahmatullahi alayhi. I always mention this event. I present this to your service again. It's a great proof of he was a wali of Allah, Hazrat Mujaddid al-Afthani. This title was given to no wali in the history of Islam, only to Hazrat Mujaddid al-Afthani, the Mujaddid after 1,000 years after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his hali? Great ashik. We say we're ashiks. No, this ain't important. Why do we have to practice this sunnah? It's not important. Why do I have to sit down and eat? Why do I have to lick my fingers after eating? What difference does it make? Allahu Akbar, if we only understood the value of this. What event shall I tell you about eating after eating? Just to have that niyyah, intention of sunnah, and to lick the three fingers. What can I tell you? What is the qadr, the value of this sunnah? What can I tell you? Any sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, any sunnah, Never did Rasulullah say that this way of my life is small, not necessary. Yes, everything. Rasulullah is great. His every way is great. Every practice of his is great, the greatest. Any action that comes from Rasulullah and we consider it a minor, that's the end. That's the end. But when you have the vision, then you see everything is big. That we, if we obey and imitate Rasulullah, then we are with Allah. That's it. Oh, people of belief, iman, why do we waste our amal? Allah says in the Quran, why do you waste your deeds? And how are we wasting our deeds? How does a man waste his deeds? That all of your amal, your deeds are committed practice in opposition to the sunnah. You pray opposite to the sunnah. You hajj is in opposition to the sunnah. I, Allah Ta'ala says, give you tawfiq to do ibadat, worship, and you throw them away. You waste them. On which basis? Don't you read the Quran? Allah says, don't you have yaqeen in the hadith? Don't you have yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Listen carefully, Allah says, that if this is the situation with us, then we are in loss, total deception and darkness. Such a Ramadan we should do. Don't let this Ramadan come into our lives. We're wasting those 30 days. All we are then doing is having hunger and thirst. Ramadan is not for hunger, not for thirst. I'm not speaking futile talk here, brothers. We're not going on a food strike, hunger strike. We're not fasting for the sake of not eating or drinking. It's spiritual. Ramadan is spiritual. And spirituality can only be attained through the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. Whichever ibadah we commit, we fulfill, it has to be in accordance to the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. If you pray salah, before salah you use the miswak, and one example you don't, then the difference is like the difference between the heavens and the earth. One salah, one jum'ah. If you pray jum'ah, salah, you put surma kolirim in your eyes, and one person prays without the surma. I'm telling you these points that where the walis of Allah have experienced this in their lives, and they had ziyarah of Rasulullah and glad tidings, good news, good fortune. These are the words I'm telling you. I'm not speaking from my own accord. Everything Rasulullah gave good news for istiqamat of putting kolirim, surma. Yes, and to prefer the fragrance and other actions. Yes, so people, they had trials and problems and issues, but they never left the sunnah. Never discard the sunnah. Never let a sunnah go past you. Every second we have a requirement for sunnah. Every moment we can practice sunnah. Walking, talking, sitting, crying, laughing. Every moment there's a sunnah that can be with us. Not that, oh, we know one sunnah, everything else we don't need it. Just do this and the rest. No, no. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on every second, every moment, every breath of life, we can follow the sunnah. So we can get not just tawab, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi love, rahmatul lil alameen. Why? Because his rahmah, the sunnah is a rahmah, a mercy, and it gives the love of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the mercy of Allah's Rasul that's given us love. Otherwise, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to attain it, oh my friends, to do this, whatever we have to do is not enough. It is not enough. Great personality, the greatest prophet, and he has told us himself that I've accepted your love. Is this a little thing? Is this a little thing? So this is rahmatul lil alameen. That Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, sleep in the way I slept. If you do the implementation of the sunnah like I did, you will get the reward. So if you do wudu like I did wudu, I will tell you. If you eat the way I taught you to eat, you'll get this. If you sit down the way I sat down, you'll get the reward. You'll get the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this condition, you have to sit like this. And in this situation, you have to sit like this. Don't follow your own opinions. No, the person of iman doesn't follow his desires. He follows the desire of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there's no forcing here. There's no forcing here. Following the sunnah is not about forcing. There's nothing about forcing, do this, do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he who has the desire for my love. And definitely if a person has the desire in the heart, then how can he feel that I leave this action? That my mahbub loves. That my mahbub loves. And we say, inshallah, before Ramadan, we will prepare. Tomorrow, Jummah is here. Let's change our lives, improve our lives. Otherwise, Ramadan will be wasted. So tomorrow should be the first opportunity. Let's analyze from top to bottom. That am I on the tariqah of the Jummah? That I have to pray Jummah in accordance to the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll do this, brothers, inshallah? Yes. So inshallah, you'll start to follow the sunnah in your life. But it's not just this. That, okay, and if we're not doing this, if the sunnah is not coming to our lives, then there's no bigger loss than this in our lives. We will get nothing of sight, of visibility after passing away. There'll be darkness, we'll be looking for our salah, our hajj, our ibadat. We won't see no deeds. Why? Because I didn't put the light on, the light of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So here we were in darkness in the world, and there we will be in darkness. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you such love and make the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ just like Ustawani Hanana, just like that pillar, that tree that cried. May we get such a love in our hearts that not one sunnah do we discard in our lives. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.